I think too much time is spent with this gospel passage. Let's be clear. Jesus did not have any blood brothers or sisters from Mary as their mother. When the scripture speaks of brothers and sisters, we recognize the limitations of the Hebrew language, that they didn't have a term that distinguished brothers and sisters from near relatives, first, second cousins. It just is one word. And so what we see here written in the scriptures, in the texts, often people are like, oh, look, see, you know, Mary had other children after Jesus and such. And it's just, it's not what the church believes about Mary. Understanding that she is ever virgin. Every time we do the Confiteor at Mass, we speak of her as the ever virgin Mary. And so it's understood. So let's not waste time with that in this passage. But what does it say? There is a beautiful affirmation that is here. I don't fully think we understand how important bloodlines are to the Jewish community. In our own days, yes, but even more so in Jesus' time. It was all about bloodlines. It was all about descendancy to Abraham. And your family's part in that, and what tribe you were in, and what minor group of this, and what role you played in the bigger picture, and the descendancy of this, and the descendancy of that. It was very, very important. Because by your lineage, you knew your responsibilities, and you knew what abilities you possessed to be a part of the family, right? The power, for lack of a better word, of being a part of the family, the rights that are yours, but also the responsibilities. We've spoken of it before, like the responsibility of the goel. Are you the goel of your family? Well, I don't know. Of course you know. Are you the eldest male in your family? If you are, then you are the goel. And if you are the goel, then you have these responsibilities that you must have and do. I learned a little bit about Vietnamese culture, and in the religious community of the, there's a religious community from Carthage, Missouri, where there's a huge Vietnamese community that studied up at Conception Abbey. And it was funny because the brothers knew who each brother was and their age and all of these things. But culturally, from the Vietnamese culture, they also knew who the oldest boy was. And he had specific responsibilities and authority that no one else had, no matter what, in that community because of the culture. For Jesus to say what he says today in the scriptures, in the mindset and the culture of the Jewish people, is revolutionary. I'm using a nice term. If you can use the term revolutionary as nice, it completely turns upside down what their experience of family and their culture and their community was supposed to be about. They have obligation to know your mother and father and to honor them and to care for them. And yet Jesus says something. Looking around at those seated in the circle, he says, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Whoever does the will of God has now entered into the most close-knit circle of my life. You see what we can miss when we get bogged down in all of these other things, the speculation. Jesus is saying that those who enter in and begin to do the will of his heavenly Father now have access to me in a radical way, and the obligations of that culture, of their responsibility to family by blood, Jesus says, I take on all of those responsibilities towards you who do my Father's will. You have become so dear to me, so close to me, that the obligations that I have for family now extend to you. It's an incredible compliment of grace and invitation that comes from what Jesus says. We can get lost on all the speculation. Well, who are these people and what's going on? And are they mad at him and all of these things? And is Jesus dissing his mother and his brothers, his cousins and his family? Is he pushing them aside? It's like, no. He's drawing in so much more into this inner circle of his family. And this includes us. Does it not? By our baptism, by our confirmation, our entering into First Communion, becoming united with him in a death like his, to be called Christ, Christians, because we too are anointed as he is anointed. The invitation to know the Father's will, because Jesus has revealed it in our life, and to operate in accordance with that will. We are... not to quote a song from the 80s, but we are family. All my brothers and sisters and me. Truly, my brothers and sisters, we have access in an incredible way. Jesus has taken an ordinary and natural blessing, the blessing of family, and he has opened it up for all to be drawn in. May we operate in that truth. Amen.